Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel Kezayis Bosa HaPeirish Me'evim Menachai Rabbi Lezer Metame Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Nechunia Metarim. A piece of meat that is Peirish from Evim Menachai. Rabbi Lezer Metame Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Nechunia Metarim. Etzim Kesayra HaPeirish Me'evim Menachai. If a bone that's separated from Evim Menachai, Rabbi Nechunia Metame Rabbi Shua Matarim. Over here it's the other way around. Now, the idea behind this is that Eivim Menachai, an Eiver, a limb, which is Basar, is a bone with the flesh around it, that is Matame, even though it came off a live person. The question is, what happens if there's only flesh without the bone, or there's a bone without the flesh? So it's not a full Eiver. On this we have Machlekes. In the case of the Basar, Rabbi Lez is Matame. In the case of the etzem, he's matayv, and Rabbi Nechunia is the other Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Nechunia is the other way around. Rabbi Yeshua is mechalk between the two. So Amar lo Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, who's the one who holds that he's matama by the kazayis bosa and not by the etzem. My reason matama kazayis bosa poish meivim menachai. Why are we machmir by the bosa? Amar lehem atzino meivim menachai gemes shalom. We see every menachai is the same thing as a mace. Just like a dead body, if you have a gezayis of flesh from that person, it's tummy. Afayim menachai, gezayis of poshim menu, you're tummy. Omru, Lord, they told him, loim to mace gezayis basa poshim menu and mace. You can't bring a raya from gezayis basa that was poshim from a dead person. Why? Because she came to mace, etzim kaseya poshim menu. That by mace is more chomer. That even etzim the size of a barley grain is tummy. So to tamek kazayis basa poish menev v'chashu kain tihalta, it's a kasari poish menev. How you yourself hold that even menachai is more kal than a mace, because the gabi bones, they're not metame. So how can you say that by flesh we equate it to a mace and by bones we don't equate it? Amul l'Rabbi Nechunia. Now they ask the other way around. Rabbi Nechunia holds the opposite of Rabbi Leza. My reason to tamek etzim kasari poish menev menachai. Why were you machmir by the etzem? Amalem atzine evim nachai kemei shalom. Mameis keetzem esem kasa'ir apoish menu tome. Just like a dead body, if a bone the size of a barley grain comes off of it, it is tome. Af evim nachai etzem kasa'ir apoish menu tome. So the kids, the bottom line is that each one is metama and one of the two. And the question is, if the reason why you're metama this one is because it's doyma to mace, so how do you learn from mace? You hold that it's not a chai, even a chai is not like a mace, because either the basar of a chai is tar or the etzem of the chai is tar, each one according to his opinion. So Amru lo l'Rabbi Lezer. Just read again the last line. Amru lo, what they said to him, loim to mace etzem kaseir apoish min hamace, shekein to mace kaseir basar apoish min menu. That by a mace, even a kaseir basar is poish according to Rav Nechunia. But to tam etzem kaseir shepoish meivim menachai shekein to yata kaseir basar apoish min menu. You hold that kaseir basar that's poish menachai is tar. So why, if you hold a chai is mokal, why legabe etzem are you machmer? Amru lo l'Rabbi Lezer. Went back to Rabbi Lezer. Mari isa l'chalik midazecha. Bottom line is, what are you making chilik between basar and etzem kaseir? Oy to tam b'shneim, or to tam b'shneim. Either metame by etzem and basar menachai, or be metame by metame. Amru lehem meruba tumas basar mitumas atzamas. The mice we find the basar is more stringent than atzamas. She basar noeg by nevelas v'shrotzim, by a nevela of an animal or of a dead sheretz. The flesh is tummy. Mashenke batzamas, the bones of a dead animal are not tummy. So we see bone is more chamda. Racha, eva shishal abasa keroi, metame bagamasa v'oil. If you have an eva that has eva menachai, or eva menamase, that has flesh on it, then it's metame both by touching it or by picking it up, even without directly touching it, or moving it, or being the same oil. Chosa basa, if you take away the basa, tummy, it's still tummy because of the etzim. Chosa etzim tar, if you take away the etzim, it's tar. This is talking about if it doesn't have a gezayis basa on it, I guess. Why are you not going to be machmir by the atzamas? In some ways, tumas of atzamas is more stringent than that of basa. Shabasa parish min chaytoy. The basa that comes off a chay is tar. The ever a parish mimenu will give you yasa tamay. It's a little strange because that which ever parish mimenu is tamay is when it has the basa plus the etzim. So where we see over here that atzamas is more chum. You have basa in respect to a eiver, which is the bone with the basa, but the bone by itself, we don't see that's tummy. Anyway, that's what he says. Davarach gezayis basa matamba magamasa oil. If you have a gezayis of basa, it's matamba, like we said, by touching it or moving it or being the same oil. The reiv atzamas is matamba magamasa oil. If you have the majority of the bones, I know it's 248 bones, so 125 bones. It's metam magamasa oil. It's also metam all this tumas. Choser abasa tor. If you have a little bit less than the kazayis abasa tor, choser roiv atzamas. If you don't have, you've knocked off one of the bones, so you don't have majority anymore. Abish atom metam oil. It's not metam oil. Metam magamasa. It's still metam by touching it or moving it. So we see, in certain respects, that the tumah bones is more stringent than the tumah of basa, and therefore that's from the Chumim's opinion that basa apayish menachai is tor and etzem apayish menachai is tamei. So v'rachai. Kol b'sar ha-meis shupachos mekezayis toha. Rabin Yonah, Rabin Yonah shemeis, Avla Pisha, ein boi roi v'tzmeyim. Another explanation is that basar meis, which is less than a kezayis is toha. But if you have this roiva, a certain amount, a roiva, a kav, of bones, and you get less than the amount, it's still toha, until it gets to the size of a sa'ira. Okay, so kids, each one found the stringency either in flesh or in bones, and based on that, they kind of had some Kabbalah that there is some leniency in Eivir Menachai, and they put it on the type of tomb which they held was more lenient. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, Marisa, the Tabish name, why you hold that the only thing that is tummy by Eivir Menachai is the Eivir, but if it only has the bones, or only the flesh, it's tar. I'm Alehem, Lama Matan, Bemesh, Yishboi, Reiver, Reiver, Rokif. By mace has more tumas than a chai. As the majority of the bones, or a roiv is a roiv akava bones, or a rokav is decomposed matter from the mace, all these things are tummy. Tum b'chai, shem by roiv, roiv, rokav, it doesn't have that. So since it doesn't have that, he learned that it only has the tumah of Eifer, the flesh by itself and the bones by itself are tumah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Alochzak Rabbi Yeshua, that only the Eifer itself, min achai, is tummy, and not the flesh alone or the bones alone.